The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is December 7th, Friday, 2012. What's significant about December 7th, 1941? All right, I'm glad everybody realizes what happened then. Folks, you got Bradley and Dean, that would be moi, and you got Jake McMillan, that would be me. Mui or moi?
I'll be mui.
Okay, you be mui, and I'll be moi. Because I heard a guy say he was mui today.
Really?
Yeah. Mui, did you hear this, or was this yesterday? He said mui.
Really?
I thought that was kind of weird, kind of effeminate sounding.
He's gunning for my name?
Yeah, he did a good job, didn't he? Yeah. Just a little
too I don't know
good.
Why.
Yes. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, thank you, Carrie. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, that's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, that is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phones are inaccessible today. We'll be back up and running again when we are back home. We are broadcasting live out of Michigan today. Once again, the fifth day in a row. We've done events, high school assembly today. We did two of those. Been doing tea parties every day on top of doing radio. So it's getting to the point now where we need to go back and just kind of hang out for a minute. And I get to do that for 12 hours on the way back home. At least that's what you guys say is 12 hours. It's more than 12 hours. Well, at least 16 back home. I'm just guesstimating.
I would guesstimate
you know,
that
but I suppose
too.
When you just get to sleep the whole ride, it may seem like it's 12 hours, but yeah. When you're driving,
that's right.
Like me, then it's probably a little more than 12.
Hey,
no
I'll
condemnation.
I'll drive.
No, you won't.
It'll be more than 16 hours. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just don't know that we'd even make it home if you drove. It's like with Jake, the other guy, friends, you don't want to put tools in his hands. You just don't want them to
I
go.
I should have been a carpenter.
No, friends, if you want to check us out online again, you know where to go. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And, Bradley, you were talking about our schedule. On Monday, we were in Plainwell talking to the Plainwell Patriots. On Tuesday, Ottawa County Patriots. We even had a congressman join us for that one. Wednesday, we're at Oceana Tea Party. Thursday, we're at the Petoskey Tea Party. And Friday, today, we're in Harbor... What is it, Harbor Light?
Petroska, I thought.
Yeah, Petoskey.
It's almost like going to a different, it really is. It's almost like going to a different island out here, or nation, I'm sorry. because when they start talking about other little towns and stuff, I say just don't even waste your time.
It's point.
Like telling me, you know, all the provinces, the districts,
it's a wonderful county
in China or something. So don't even waste your time.
Just point the direction where we go. But we've been doing something every single day of the week. Today it was a high school assembly, and folks, we are live tweeting it. You can find different quotes and things like that on Sons of Liberty Radio. You'll see the picture soon, the interviews with the kids. Always good to be with patriots and always good to train this next generation. That's our job.
A lot of cool people in Michigan.
You got it.
There really is.
Last night, as a matter of fact, Brian Facebooked us. A great job last night at Petoskey Tea Party event. Keep preaching the truth, brother. Sherry said, thank you for sharing this evening. Tonight was the best. Oceana Tea Party. Mary Ellen Mason said, what an amazing opportunity we had to hear Bradley speak at Oceana Tea Party last night.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the encouragement we have experienced since the election. There is hope with people like you speaking out. And there's many more, folks, but I want to at least read some, because when you interact on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio, we do read it, we do respond as much as we can, and we want America to know, folks, we're not alone, we're in this together, and there's a lot of you out there.
Yeah, and we can't do without you.
That's for sure.
Because it's your country.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
When we leave, it's the firepower you bring. Gideon's Army is growing, and folks, we appreciate all of you responding to that as well. Speaking of which, we have our latest column that just released on WorldNet Daily last night. It was on the front page, WND, Alina Kagan, just in time for gay marriage. There's some facts and statistics in there you are not going to want to miss.
Supreme Court justice that has never judged a case a day in her life, who is known for her queerifying Harvard College.
Sounds like a perfect applicant for this
administration. A radical lesbian sitting on the Supreme Court. Well, you know what, folks? If they act out of behavior, good behavior, as it says in the Constitution, impeach them.
They hold office
during... That woman, Sotomayor, Ginsburg, I can go down the line, they have no business being on the Supreme Court justice whatsoever. Okay. They're activists and they're legislating and they have no power to do that, but the American people, because of their ignorance, allow them because they believe that they have the power to do it. No, friends, nobody in government nor citizenry in this country has a right to break the laws of our republic. Nobody does.
That's right. Hence their laws.
Hence.
They have the time, or they have the opportunity to sit on the bench so long as they have good behavior, like you said. Now, if you bring up Lena Kagan, for example, she's never judged a case in her life. You have a president
now. She has attacked our military.
Exactly.
She has attacked recruiters that recruit in Harvard.
Yep.
She has appointed some seriously mentally deranged individuals into positions.
You got to watch the video because you go through
stuff.
All of the specifics. Yes. It's jaw-dropping. These people belong locked up, if that, if they even deserve to live anymore. And these are people she's appointing in Obama being an organizer right now. That's all he is. He's a community organizer. He's a radical organizer.
That's all he's
doing.
Doesn't
have any experience in running any companies. And here he is as the president. So perfect candidates are in office because of what America has tolerated. But I'll tell you what, in Michigan, the right to work just flipped on these guys here. And people are taking ground. A lot of legislators throughout this vote actually flipped. People are putting people in that are patriotic. They want to conserve and preserve America and our liberties and our values.
True that.
So go to WND, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, find the newest column, like it, tweet it, share it, watch the videos, though. They're very important so you can understand where you come from, so we know where we're going and how we can address it.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go on Facebook and check me out, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. Because if we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, friends, what I want to talk about today really quick is misinformation, falsities in the textbooks, and what they're teaching your kids in public schools. A couple weeks ago, we were actually going back and forth on what was being taught through the New Scientist, the New Revisionist. We spent the whole week on that and how they taught kids that a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human, which was called Heidelberg Man, was factual, or Nebraska Man, who scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. They gave that as factual information. Piltdown Man, the jawbone turned out to belonging to a modern ape, which just happened to be false information. Piltdown Man. And then we have Peking Man, 500,000 years old. All evidence has disappeared. They're teaching that as factual information to kids in public schools. Or Neanderthal Man, which again they found out to be a man who suffered from arthritis. But what they do is they omit the facts, which are stubborn things, and they stand against their lies. But therefore, they continuously prop up their lies on a daily basis. And then we have modern man, and this genius thinks we came from monkey. Not all, because we don't all profess ourselves to be wise, as they become fools. But in saying that, back in 2002, CNN reported on the results of a study conducted by a physics professor, John Hubbes, to ascertain the accuracy of the information being presented in middle school science books. This is CNN. So I say high five to what they did, or at least this particular reporter. He probably got in trouble after he, you know, actually exposed the
lies. Might not be able to find him anymore.
This is what Jesus meant when he said, you know what, you strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. And in this particular case, it's a positive, not a negative. A positive plus a positive equals a
negative. No. A positive plus a positive equals a positive.
A negative times a negative equals a positive.
There we go.
Who said that?
Chemo. He's a smart man.
Finger man.
Smart.
But in saying that, what's interesting about this, folks, is Jesus basically said, listen, before you go around and judge others, pull the mote out of your own eye before you judge your brother. And that was the analogy that he was giving us. He was saying, practice what you preach. Before you go out there and tell people how they are to live their lives, you better be in me first, in Christ Jesus. But again, as a positive, CNN reported on the results of a study conducted by physics professor John Hubbes. And what they did is they wanted to find out all the misinformation and the inaccuracies that were being taught to kids in public schools through their textbooks. For example, one textbook included a map that showed the Earth's equator running through Florida and Texas, 1,500 miles north of its actual position. Again, misinformation. That's how you bring about confusion to a nation. Just lie to them. And Scripture tells us that, listen, in Hosea 4:6, the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge and the knowledge that God gave. Another declared that humans were incapable of hearing sounds. What? We're incapable of hearing sound below 400 hertz. In fact, the human hearing range is approximately 20 to 20,000 hertz. A third textbook depicted the Statue of Liberty holding her torch in the wrong hand. I'm sorry, her torch. I can barely see it. A third textbook depicted the Statue of Liberty holding her torch in the wrong hand.
What, do they have it like in a mirror or something?
Why would they do something stupid like that?
Maybe they didn't
Again, confusing.
Spend the money for the reprint?
Yeah, it's confusing. After completing the study, Hubis set up a website, www.science-house.org/middle-school/, where teachers can post errors they find in textbooks, but also told CNN that while some publishers are receptive to the criticisms and willing to fix the errors, many are not. And most states have laws that require textbooks to be accurate. The laws simply need to be, listen again, friends, this is the reoccurring theme on the Sons of Liberty. Resolve.
That's right.
If you want to deal with the issues at hand by enforcing the laws against crime, then and only then will you have peace and a peace of mind, might I add. There you go.
Yep. And notice also, too, outside of these buildings in Washington, and many of our founders even said it, that justice is the guardian of liberty. And we said it before on the show. It doesn't say law is the guardian of liberty. Why? Because law requires action. Justice is the resolve that you bring to law.
Law
is the reference.
Yeah, the people are the law.
Law is the reference, and we are the ones to bring forth justice. Words on a piece of paper mean absolutely nothing unless people are resolved to fulfill them. And that's why when the laws are on the books in these cities, in these communities, and it's illegal to print lies in textbooks, of course it would be, especially as they're federally funded or state funded or taxpayer funded, because what it's doing is it's giving you a lie and it's perpetrating it under the auspice or under the guise of government. If we don't deal with that and we allow that to continue going on, then what do criminals learn? Criminals learn how to commit crimes, not necessarily because they're smart, but because they learn where people are inactive to bring forth justice, and that's where they'll continually go at. Any army in any battle always knows how to leverage the weakness of their opponent, so they find the weak points. The weak points that we have in America are where we refuse to do justice. Our strength, however, when we say these colors don't run, is because we'll stand up for justice, and especially with our posterity, and especially in books like these.
Let me go on. Texas false textbook info. When the Texas State Board of Education found a total of, listen carefully, my friends, 109,263 errors in the math textbooks alone being reviewed for use in the 2008 school year, it was seen as a pretty serious problem.
Who do you think?
Friends, who would do something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Who would think to do something? Your enemies, friends. The board went back to the publishers and told them that they had until spring to fix the errors, after which point each publisher would be susceptible to a fine of up to $5,000 per error found. Good for you.
That right?
At least yes. Good for you.
Exactly.
Now listen to this. Publishers mm-hmm. are the one publishing misinformation to your kids.
Yep.
I thought they had to be licensed. Who would be behind the scheme? Do you think it could be possibly, I don't know, government bureaucracy?
Well, and the vetting process, too.
I think where is the vetting process?
That's the problem. The vetting process is the bureaucracy, and they could care less. And most of them, by evidence, when you have a book like this with this many errors, of course they don't care. And that's where the problem is in the bureaucracy. When people stop caring about their kids and vetting what comes into it, the publishers are independent publishers. It's just like a restaurant. If they have crappy food, nobody will buy from them. The problem is these textbooks are crappy textbooks, but they keep buying from
them. Jake, 109,263 errors. Are you telling me that happened by chance? There is no
an awful lot of
possible
chances.
Way.
Yeah,
there's
an awful
no
lot
way.
Of chances.
Virginia false textbooks. The Virginia State Review Committee found a slew of errors in multiple history stories. Of course. Change history,
that's
friends.
Exactly
now
right.
They're teaching kids that your forefathers in some states, friends, were terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they be saying that? Because they want you to hate your history.
That's right.
Because if you remain and you learn from that history, you're going to remain free, and you're going to know by your example, by the example of our forefathers, how to throw off tyranny.
Yep,
they don't want you to know that.
I mean, it's kind of like this administration would. They want you to read the Declaration of Independence or any administration in times past. They're literally doing the same things that our founders threw off the tyranny of King George. And the grievances are found in the Declaration of Independence. No wonder government, when it stops being of the people and for the people, why they perpetrate textbooks that erase history or cause erroneous history to be put in the pages.
This is criminal.
Yes, it is.
There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's criminal. Mm-hmm. It's like to give somebody an inoculation of some sort, saying this is for your good,
yeah.
and knowing all the while putting poison in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's another topic, vaccinations, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is. Boy. And how they've crept into schools as
completely.
Well. Right?
Oh, yeah, you see, you know, they're chemtrailing all day long, right? And then all yeah. of a sudden you see on the front page of the U.S. Today or whatever communist organization that's trying to destroy this country is reporting on, and then all of a sudden it says, you know, flu season, get your vaccination today. And then mysteriously people get sick at the same time. Mm-hmm. America, just look up, friends. Mm-hmm. Just look up. Go to chemtrails.com. And you'll find out what's going on.
Peak. It ain't normal.
Let's get back to Virginia. I'm surprised some of these people got the gall to go to Texas and go to Virginia and put misinformation in there. But a Virginia State Review Committee found a slew of errors in multiple history textbooks. The review was called in response to an error about black Confederate soldiers in our Virginia. That's what it was. Past and present, published by Connecticut company Five Ponds Press. A committee of five historians turned up errors in that book and others, ranging from the year John Rolfe married Pocahontas to quotes that do not appear in the historical record at all. They're adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
I just start getting jacked up when I start checking this stuff out.
Yep.
You know, Heather came up to me, what do you guys want to talk about on the radio? We just did a high school assembly today, two of them, an elementary and a high school. Folks, what we're seeing in public schools is just absolutely incredible. These kids discern like nobody's business. They just need the right information, and they'll stand up and preserve the nation that you've been given.
And they make the right decision.
Just keep in mind, friends, our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. And I know that you, my listeners, are not cowards. So let's stand up and win the day. We're going to come back to falsified information in the textbooks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just looking at some of the comments from our last week's article, friends, we got some real geniuses out there. Got a bunch of responses from a bunch of transvestites and homosexuals saying, keep Bradley Dean away from my children. Well, let me tell you something, homosexual, you ain't got no children.
That's true. How do you get those children, guys?
Got a dad and mom, don't you there, brother?
Question.
Yeah, but it's interesting, the responses of the people, and it's great because once you get people in there contending for the truth, those that know it are the ones that are going to contend with those that don't know it. Yeah. And it's really cool. That's our job, and that's what we should be doing. Bring the Bible says that we contend for the truth and the faith that was once delivered unto us. So anyways, let's get back to false information given in textbooks, friends. Right before the break, I was talking about Texas giving false information to their textbooks, not the state, but the publishers. And what they found is in their math book alone, 109,263 errors in 2008. Don't tell me, friends, this is happening by coincidence. I mean, you're hearing from people that are teaching your kids to No Child Left Behind because the American people are allowing the government to violate Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Government has no business in the education of your students, friend, or your children, friends, nowhere. They're teaching them International Baccalaureate and No Child Left Behind. And No Child Left Behind is nothing more than leveling the playing field, and they're teaching your kids to shoot for the floor rather than the ceiling or the stars, or shoot for the stars. And then when you look at International Baccalaureate, they're teaching them communism. In essence, that's exactly what they're teaching them. So, friends, when we're talking about the falsified information in textbooks, it's not happening by coincidence. It's not just happening because someone made a little mistake. Again, in Texas alone, math books 2008, 109,263 errors just in the math books, friends. And then I started talking about Virginia, falsified information in the textbooks. A Virginia State Review Committee found a slew of errors in multiple history books. Of course, one book depicted Virginia soldiers in the Revolutionary War wearing red coats when they really wore blue. See, friends, this is about confusing the people. Another said many colonial Americans were illiterate when, in fact, literacy rates were high.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if you look at the New England Primer, which was the textbook, most families actually. Do you think a family doesn't care if their kids are educated? Of course they do. And the families and the church were involved in the education system. Most of our founders, just their education alone, what they were tested on in elementary school, and how quick and how sharp they were and how fast they learned to write. If our founders were so stupid, how did George Washington run the country? If their education was so poor and they were so illiterate, how did he run the country having only exceeded the seventh grade in education?
Who's that?
George Washington.
Eighth grade.
Yet he ran the country.
Yeah.
Oh, he went all the way through eighth grade? I thought he got to eighth grade.
Oh, no. I heard eighth grade was the end for him.
So he makes it to junior high, seventh or eighth grade. Who cares? He runs the country. That's not a stupid person.
You know, 700,000 students that come out of public schools in America every year can't even read their diplomas.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. I mean, and then you have the publishers of public school books putting errors in the books. And saying how that a colonial America, the people were uneducated.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can't even publish a book that doesn't have errors in it?
Oh, dude.
How does that work?
No. You just ain't going there. Because when you begin to look at the mentality of our forefathers.
How foresighted they were.
Incredible.
Yep.
Incredible. Every one of them. I mean, you have to get a dictionary to read their words, friends.
That's right.
And these were uneducated farmers back in the day.
Yeah.
And so here we are. I mean, even when you begin to look at some of the founding forefathers, fourth graders, some of them had to be held back till they were 15 years old before they could enter college just because
they were smart enough to do it. But they were too smart.
That's my point.
And learning multiple languages, these men understood Greek. They understood Latin. They studied the Bible in Hebrew. This is how intelligent our founders were. And also, too, that's what permeated the culture. Why? Because education was huge. And here's why. They came through the Dark Ages when people couldn't read and write. They couldn't read their Bible. They had no idea what tyrants were doing. They just said, "What should I do today, boss?" Because they had no way of understanding or knowing that they should do any different. Our founders came from that, and they taught. They made it mandatory many times in cities and communities that you taught your kids to read and write and educate them because they didn't want an ignorant citizenry.
Let me put a little salt on the American people's tongue just to show them how stupid their forefathers were. Yeah. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old.
Doesn't sound illiterate to me.
Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, along with the Article I, I'm sorry, along with George Washington. Entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old.
Not bad.
This is back then when they were smart.
That's right.
Benjamin Rush, they weren't a bunch of socialists trying to implement social propaganda.
Activists.
Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. Yeah, they were pretty stupid, man.
Not bad.
John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4, beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6, passed the Yale exam entrance at 7.5 years old. Let me say that again. John Trumbull passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. Parents held him out of college until he was 13 years old.
So he had to wait all the way till he was 13, even though he could have, when he was 7 years old, gone to Yale.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound illiterate to me.
No, it sounds pretty genius.
Farmers with pitchforks?
It sounds like they walked in the light of God's countenance is what it sounds like to me. You look at the rest of them, guys, it's just incredible. Signer of the Constitution was a missionary at the age of 14 years old. Livingston, look at John Quincy Adams. Mm-hmm. He was 14 years old. He was an ambassador to Russia.
And why? Because he learned the Russian language at 14 on a boat ride.
And how many languages did Thomas Jefferson know at the age of 32 years old? Seven languages.
Seven languages.
Yeah, so friends, before people, when you hear this garbage, they're revisionists. That's it. Because they can't play the men to the level of expectation, to the stature of what our forefathers were, they want to tear them down and they want to recreate them in their own stupidity, in their own image. And that's exactly, when you do your fact checks, friends, that's exactly what you're going to find. Not just a little here and a little there, you're going to see it all over all of our 56 signers.
So we bring down the standard.
235 years later, we have the longest standing constitution in the modern history of the world, and those guys were stupid.
Yep.
And these so socialist communists that are trying to...
They're the smart ones.
So yeah, they're
smart.
Saying, no, just do everything God told you not to do. See, the difference between the modern revisionists and who our forefathers were is you have two different people. One obeyed God and one didn't. Which one was the smart one? It's the one that obeyed him. And look at the mind in these men.
Mm-hmm. And look at the liberty we walk in as a result of that.
Yeah. Let's get back to some of this information that was given unto us. Virginia falsified textbooks. They said, I also found some very significant omissions, some internal inconsistencies, and some erroneous or questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. Some are ludicrous and difficult to explain that I cannot understand where this misinformation came from. Retired Library of Virginia historian Brent Tarter wrote in the review of Our Virginia. He said he couldn't tell you where it came from, friends.
I got some ideas.
This is all happening in our country because the American people refuse to bring forth judgment so we can remain in liberty. These people are criminal. Folks, I don't know what you have to be told. I don't know what people need to understand. There's law abiders and there's law breakers. It's not that they did something wrong on accident, friends. You have somebody that actually went through all this information, a historian, that said, I cannot tell you where this misinformation came from. They don't know where it was derived from, friends. That's how erroneous it was. The inconsistency, the questionable descriptions and analysis of historical events. You don't just accidentally do stuff like that. This is purpose.
Yeah.
This is absolutely purpose.
And if it be purpose, you brought up the point about bringing down the standard. Revisionists have to bring down the standard because they don't want the light that was given to us at the beginning of this country.
Well, you have an Obama.
Right.
You have a President Obama that people in this country actually think he's to the stature of what a president should be.
Yep, he's the standard.
You got to be kidding me, folks. He's a constitutional scholar, and he doesn't even know the Constitution.
Doesn't
he
apply
claims
it.
He's a Christian, and he doesn't even know the Word of God. And what he does say, he takes it out of Word, or he combats the Word.
Yep, he takes on a context and then rips on it.
Well, what should we follow? Should our Secretary of Defense follow the standard that Jesus said to turn the other cheek? Ha 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 ha. Should we go back to Deuteronomy and talk about slavery? Ha 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 ha.
Oh, like the Bible's just stupid. And then thank God, and then on Thanksgiving, leave out God, and then have Muslims come pray in the White House. I mean,
confusion. Jake, it doesn't stop there,
that's
brother.
Normal.
You got to go ahead and celebrate Ramadan.
That's true.
And even empower your enemies, the American enemies with guns.
Okay.
Who are those for?
This is all accident.
Yeah.
I mean, do you really think Obama really, you think he's trying to do this? I mean,
just ignore the fruit on the tree.
I suppose
that's
if we
all
do
you
that,
have to do. Just ignore the fruit on the tree. And if you ignore the fruit on the tree, you can go ahead and stay in your delusional world because delusional it is.
Yep.
Black peppered moth. Come on. Heather, you want to jump on the mic really quick and explain this one? Here, listen. Many textbooks show pictures of two different colors found in populations of peppered moths and claim they represent some of the best evidence for evolution. Oh, my gosh.
The black peppered moth proves evolution.
I seen a dude the other day in Michigan at one of the tea parties. He was a hairy-looking guy. But he didn't look like a monkey. He didn't look like he evolved from an ape.
He looked like
he didn't
guy.
Shave his face.
Sure.
Right? In the early 1800s, about 95% of the moths were light-colored because trees had light-colored bark and offered good camouflage. Very few of the dark moths survived. Listen carefully. This is their mentality, friends. During the Industrial Revolution, when coal was being burned in the factories, many trees turned black from the soot. You think? Surveys revealed that the moth population had changed to 95% dark-colored moths near the factories. When the factory stopped using coals, I'm not kidding, guys, the trees turned light again and the moth population changed back to 95% light-colored moths. You think? These observations,
is that a scientist that wrote that?
Just hang on a second. This observation is often referred to as one of the best examples for known evolution. Guys, sometimes...
Did the moth?
My father told me not to answer a fool in his folly. I'm not even going to say anything. We're going to come back to this right after this break. Talking about false information thrown in textbooks for your children to read if they're in public school. And hope to God that they're not in public school. Get them out. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's get back to the genius intellect of these mindless barbarians.
Ooh, he's a mindless barbarian.
Sit over the top. Get back to their intellect, shall we? Many textbooks show pictures of two different colors found in populations of peppered moths, and they claim represent some of the best evidence for evolution. In the early 1800s, about 95% of the moths were light-colored because trees had light-colored bark and offered good camouflage. Very few of the dark moths survived. During the Industrial Revolution, when coal was being burned in the factories, many trees burned black.
Teacher, do I have to keep listening to this?
From the soot, yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Listen, bully. I don't need none of your bularkey today, okay?
Okay, sorry, teacher.
Yes, just listen and do what you're told. You're in a public setting. Now listen.
Should I go get counseling? I can't help my bullyism.
Sure, and they'll probably prescribe some medication for you.
Okay, teacher, thank you.
Surveys revealed that the moth population had changed to 95% dark-colored moths near factories. When the factories stopped using coals, the trees turned light again, and the moth population changed back to 95% light-colored moths. This observation is often referred to as one of the best examples for known evolution.
Teacher, I went to the counselor you told me about. He gave me these pills, and now I see moths flying all over your head.
Really?
Yes.
No, they're really there.
Those are real moths, teacher?
That's inside of my head, not outside of my head, young people.
Inside of your head? I'm getting more confused. I'm going back to the counselor.
Go to another one, because he's probably confused, too. I go on. It started off as a moth and ended up as a moth. Is this supposed to prove that we slowly evolved from a rock over the last 3.5 billion years?
Teacher, I went to the other counselor.
And this is what, folks, I know you guys hear me say this all the time, but I seriously, it's just sometimes it gets so bad. It just, you really can't even answer it uprightly. It's just so bad. But what's bad about all this is what they're throwing on the kids. This is their conclusion. This is how foolish and upside down these people are. If I'm around a smokestack, do you think I'm going to get a little bit darker than I was if I wasn't standing by the smoke? If I have a white dress on, I'm a woman, mm-hmm. and I'm standing by a puddle, right? You think that mud might get on my white dress? You think if I stayed away from the puddle, I could probably remain white and clean as a woman with a dress on?
If you went in the sun, you might get a tan or a burn.
You get kind of like that. You get it?
Yeah. Teacher, I went to that other psychiatrist you sent me to.
No, that was a teacher.
Oh, a teacher.
A social worker, you can call them.
They gave me these other pills, and you don't have a head anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I'm wondering how you're talking to me.
Did they put you on some dangerous psychotropic drug that used to be illegal in the 50s?
They gave me these pills for my bullying problem because I didn't want to pay attention to you in class at first about these moths.
Let me see if it's at work. Are you acceptant? Are you accepting of everybody's personalities and who they are and what they want to be?
I just want to sit in my chair with my mouth open and go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay, teacher?
You go ahead and do that, and we'll take care of everything else. Just as long as you stay in here and we get all the federal funds to come into our school, and as long as we can add you as one of the pupils amongst our school population.
Yes, teacher.
Isn't that crazy? All right. Aside of the foolishness. Oh. The peppered moth experience was recently proven to be a fraud. After 40 years of watching, only two moths were found resting on trees, so dead moths were glued to the trees to take pictures shown in many textbooks. That's criminal.
That is criminal.
Do you guys get this in a serious note again?
It's the same thing going back to that Neanderthal man and all of these guys with these archaeologists.
They took the lie and they took pictures of it and they posted it as facts.
Yep.
Even when they knew it was wrong, friends.
That's right.
Yep.
Just like these guys who find literally orangutan bones and they say, oh, we found it, right as their funding is about.
And
they lie
it
and manipulate it.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And then it gets put in a textbook, and it's just like Darwin's theory, too, who his own theory he wasn't even sure about, but others said, no, don't worry about it, we'll take care of this, and they took it because they needed it.
And he said that, too, by the way. Yeah, that idiot said it, right? What else has happened in public schools? Interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, giving an Islamic slant to your kids in public schools. As a result, your youth are subject to the following teachings. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad, war against the infidels. That would be you for the most part, non-Muslims. Well, the question is how did this happen? Well, the ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, is that not interesting?
Ah, they're joining with the Muslims. A religion.
Did you hear this, friends? Those that are attacking Christianity are advocating the Muslim religion. Listen carefully. The ACLU, along with the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration back in the 90s joined together and made a clause that opened the door for Muslims and their teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Hence, you see the course backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course, which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for the period of time. Is that all the information? Okay. So they're teaching your kids how to be good Muslims.
I thought
how to pull to stage a jihad, to adopt a Muslim name, friends. Did you hear what I said? Fasting for Ramadan. In other words, converting your kids to be the enemies of who you are as a nation.
Just close your eyes and imagine you're a Muslim, Johnny. Now imagine you're decapitating a Christian. Why is it always against the Christians? Why are they the ones left out? I mean, can you just picture some of these wackos doing this? Yes, Johnny, that's right. You have a big sword. And you hate Republicans, and you hate conservatives, and Tea Partiers are the enemy.
You believe everybody that tells you lies.
That's right.
You hate anybody, and you can kill anybody you want, and it's okay, Johnny.
That's right, Johnny. Well, teacher, I want to kill you. Oh, no, Johnny.
That's right.
Oh,
that's where
no,
you draw
Johnny.
The line. No, that's what makes God a good God then,
that's
when it
right.
protects me, right?
That's right. We
yeah.
respect each other's differences. All yeah. these groups, you know, the American atheist, you know, separation of church and state. We need respect, Johnny.
They are advocating the work of your enemies,
they're,
friends.
And they're they
right
are at war.
Face, yep.
They're at war against one foundation.
That's right.
It's the American Judeo-Christian Foundation, purposed and rooted in the laws of God.
And you can thank the professors, and you can thank the educational scheme, and you yep. can thank the parents that send their kids to the public schools. All 86% of the conservatives yep. that complain about the educational scheme are the ones that are sending their kids into public schools.
That's right. Without question.
Hypocrisy. You reap what you sow. Isn't that something?
Yep.
But I see a lot of good kids out there.
There is. And there's a lot of great parents, too.
They're not stupid. They're just confused.
They need to pull their heads out of the sand. I mean, we're just at a great school here again.
That's if it's not been chopped off yet.
That's true, because Johnny might get a little violent after
yes,
those special pills.
Don't worry about that violence, though, because the ACLU yeah. and the Muslim Council and Americans United for Separation of Church and State will be right there, along with the great treasonous president, Mr. Clinton himself. Mm-hmm. Remember Chinagate? Yeah, let's not talk
let's
about
throw
that.
Throw the DOJ in there, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll help a little bit.
Probably.
And then maybe
probably.
Big Mama from the DHS will
that's, well,
step
if you look
in,
at
you
this
know?
Administration, it was Clinton's administration. And who is he setting the stage for? And all these dummies mm-hmm. that are helping the enemy and empowering the enemy to advocate or just set themselves up against we, the American people.
That's right.
The dummies don't know that they're the first ones out. They don't study history, man.
So the useful...
The counts... Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, the useful idiots get to walk off the plank.
No, first. That's right.
Right.
Yep. Just like Vladimir Lenin said, man, we need the useful idiots to implement socialism.
They need them.
Then we bring in communism. Guess who they get rid of first? The idiots that they use to implement socialism with. They kill them off first, friends. Just ask Hitler.
Yep.
See, these useful idiots mm-hmm. don't pay attention to what they're doing.
That's right.
They're shooting holes in the bolt that they themselves are on.
Hey, Hitler.
They just don't know it because they're told. You can't lie for someone that's lying to you, friends. And you can't lie for someone and not expect them to be lying to you. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yep. Oh, who's the useful idiot? Well, just think about the fact that Adolf Hitler never had to pull the trigger. It's never a known account that he committed the act of murder with his own hands. But what is the known account is that he led a nation to commit grievous acts, no different than in biblical times when Manasseh did the same thing. He shed more blood. He caused the people to sin more in Judah. And what happened? God's judgment came because they forsook their own mercy, because they forsook their God.
So what happened? Let's go to a particular school in California where they were teaching this,
yeah.
this Ramadan, right?
Yep.
This Muslim religion mm-hmm. with the help of Clinton's administration, Obama's administration, ACLU, American Muslim Council, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Friends, do you really realize that they're teaching your kids to stage a jihad, to kill infidels? Can you believe this? Richard Thompson, chief counsel for the Thomas More Law Center, commented, parents with children in this course were totally caught off guard and had no idea what their children were being taught. Of course not.
You think most parents would say,
Johnny. Let me see your sword, Johnny.
That's right. When we go to church,
I heard you're real fast, Johnny.
I heard he's fast.
Folks, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk at you.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.